Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Right, here we go. I always say a rainy Friday is better than a sunny Monday, but I guess a rainy Monday. Here we go. A rainy Monday with a job is better than a rainy Monday without a job, right? Having been there on a rainy Monday without a job and filling out resumes, a day just like this. Matter of fact, 50% chance for showers, highs of 58. 54 tomorrow, 54 on Wednesday, another chance for showers. Then likewise Thursday. Then we get into the 60s by Friday. 68 Saturday, and then come next week, that's when that real cold weather comes in. Maybe freeze warnings north and south shore, but we don't know yet. We'll keep you advised. But again, as I say, Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tommy.
As I say, you might want to start looking for all that stuff that you picked up last summer and spring, thinking, I'll never need this again in June when it was so hot, and find where it is because you might need it again.
It's always something like that.
Let's talk about Saints' search for a head coach and the Jets interviewing Darren Rizzi. Does he have a chance to get that job or not?
I would say probably not. I think that who knows where the Jets go. The last count, we did this on Sports Talk Thursday. I think it was 14 guys they've asked to interview.
Well, maybe 14. They're practicing their interviewing skills.
Well, it looks as though at least, I don't know about how good it is, but they're practicing it. And word just from a couple agents that I know pretty well over the weekend is that Mike Rabel got the job with the Patriots, but he was the guy they really wanted. They made an all-out
attempt. The Jets really wanted Rabel?
Yes. Okay. They made an all-out attempt to try to get him late in the process, but you know, his connections to the Patriots, to Robert Kraft, the owner, you know, that's where he was going. And why would you go to the Jets? That's been as dysfunctional an organization over the last 25 years as any in this league. And, you know, the owner, who knows what decision he makes from day to day. And he owns the team, but that's not really the job he wants. Mm. I mean, he always is looking for something else. So it didn't surprise me, but they made a late pitch. And financially, they threw a lot of cash at Mike Rabel to have him think about it. And I'm sure he did, but he decided to go to New England instead.
Mike, let me just say this, and I'm not trying to take up for anybody, but when you talk about – and look, I'm going way back to sitting in the dome and watching Bobby play the Broncos when Pat Bolin, the late Pat Bolin, I think was his name, the owner, was in the huddle with the team in the warmups. Believe that or not, the owner down on the field in the huddle with the Broncos when they were warming up for the game. When it comes to ownership, and I know Pelicans have had their problems, Saints have had their problems, injuries and more, and drafting, etc. But there is something to be said about stability of ownership when you look at the guy in Jacksonville, when you look at the guy in where else? In North Carolina, I guess. Carolina, I'm thinking specifically, and even the Jets, right?
Yeah, well, when you're making that kind of money, you know, in this league, and the money is just pouring in from every outlet, Tommy. I mean, so it's hard to say, no, I don't want an NFL team. It wasn't making this kind of money, and I'm talking about upper echelon money. These type individuals would not be involved with it, okay? And you can talk about stability. That's all great. You know what's really stability to them? making money constantly.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, the point I'm trying to make is, while maybe sometimes people think things move too slowly with the Saints, and they may, knee-jerk is not always what you want either. That's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, for most of them, they've made their money in a certain way, and they don't want to talk about being patient, mm-hmm. making money. They want it now. And don't tell me about being patient because of the fact I made my money a certain way. Mm-hmm. And so you got people in this world that they living in another kind of echelon of cash, money, and how it rolls in. And a lot of these older time owners, they've never seen money come in to their pocketbooks the way it is now in the NFL. And that's why, you know, they're very impatient with anybody they hire, general manager, head coach, whatever.
What are you hearing about the Saints and a new head coach?
Tommy, it would be surprising to me if he wants it, that it's not Aaron Glenn. Mm. I think he is the guy I think that this search zeroes in on. He's been a former player here. He's been a former assistant coach here. He's a defensive coordinator with another former coach with the Saints and Dan Campbell. He's had success on the defensive side of football. He knows how this operation runs and has dealt with the same people that own and operate the Saints today. So I would, if he wants it, and I think it's between Saints-Jets, I think it's Aaron Glenn's job to want or not want.
Which brings us back to stability of ownership, if you will. And I would think that Aaron Glenn, first of all, I got to talk to you about what Bobby Hebert said about Aaron Glenn and John Gruden. We'll talk about all that on the other side of the break. But if I'm Aaron Glenn and I'm looking at the knee-jerk reaction in New Jersey or New York, the Jets, and what I don't know as opposed to what I know in New Orleans, I'm going to New Orleans. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. The other thing, listen, no matter what, having a bit of control, I think you always want that a part of any deal if you're a head coach, at least some say in control of personnel. One of the reasons Mike Vrabel was available was he had no control in Tennessee with the Titans. Zero. It was the owner, Amy Sistrunk, and the GM. They made every call. He was just the head coach. I'm sure Aaron Glenn has witnessed what had happened with Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton in that time frame. And he would feel comfortable working in that environment. But he also, I think, would say, hey, listen, I need at least some say in certain things we do. And you can understand that. And he's in a position to ask for it and get it at this stage.
Mm-hmm. The last thing you want in any situation, no matter what it is some type of responsibility without any authority. That you don't want that at all. That is a bad equation to get into. I don't care if you're running a shoe store or a phone place or an NFL team, a restaurant, whatever it is. You do not want responsibility with no authority, because then you're being held responsible for stuff you don't have any control over. 621, more with Mike Dettelier when we come back. We'll drill down on what his cohort, the Cajun Cannon, had to say last week. Of course, you can join Bobby and Mike tonight. They'll second guest at the Silver Slipper Casino, beautiful Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, bringing the latest on a Saints search for a head coach. Plus, you can hear what Mickey Loomis had to say at his end-of-the-season wrap-up. They'll also give their reviews of the college football playoff. First round of the NFL postseason, and then at 7, the NFL playoffs continue with a wild card clash between the Rams and the Vikings. That's on your home for the NFL, WWLAMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. More with Mike when we come back about John Gruden and Aaron Glenn as the Saints head coach. 622 Traffic Now, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Mike Dettelier, talking about the Saints and their search for a head coach. We'll talk about playoffs as well. So, Mike, I'm talking to the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. You know him. You'll be second-guessing with him this evening from the Silver Slipper in Hancock County, Mississippi, starting at 4 o'clock. He tells me he thinks that it's going to be John Gruden because he thinks, given the Saints' salary cap challenges, that it would be hard for a guy or difficult for a guy who's trying to make his stand as a first-time head coach to take the job, as opposed to a John Gruden who feels as though with a Super Bowl championship he doesn't have anything to prove and he's more likely to take the job. Thoughts on all that?
John Gruden to take the job if it's offered because he has no other options. Mm-hmm. There's a reason John Gruden is available today, okay? Now, everybody knows
I get that, but I think to also address the fact that Aaron Glenn might not want this job given the salary cap issues, but that takes us back to what options he has. I'm going to shut up and let you talk.
Yeah, well, my thing is it's still Aaron Glenn number one. Now, after that, then it would open up a field of guys that have very little experience or none as a head coach and a John Gruden. And this team has connections to Gruden. There's no question about it. Has he been a head coach? Yes. He's a barely 500 above win head coach in the NFL. You talk about knowing how to piece a team together. His teams were pieced together when he took them over. When he went to Oakland, he had absolutely zero say on personnel. That was an Al Davis-run football team. When he went to Tampa, Tony Dungy had already built that team up. Mm-hmm. He just took over the keys to the car. The car was already there. So I get where Hebert's coming from here. And
he wasn't advocating for John Gruden, to be clear. I don't want to mislead anybody. I think what he was saying is, and maybe I phrased it poorly, Aaron Glenn might be hesitant to take the job given the salary cap challenges. So let's look at it from that angle. What kind of challenges whoever the new head coach turns out to be, what are they looking at with the Saints and what kind of hole are they in as far as hard rebuild, soft rebuild, whatever you want to call it?
No, it's a hard rebuild because of the fact there are salary cap issues with this football team. There's no question about that. And it's a D negative when you take a look at it for this franchise. For anybody to take a look at it. But, you know, I think a lot of times guys with, you know, never been a head coach like an Aaron Glenn would say, you know what, man, I can fix that. Mm-hmm. I think about Sean Payton in 2006 taking over the Saints.
Mm-hmm. That was a mess.
No salary cap issues, but look at the state of affairs what he took over.
Not just the team, Katrina, on a team that was DOA.
I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah.
And so everybody's looking for a challenge. And I think they believe they can overcome it. Look at Dan Campbell taking over Detroit.
I like the way you're thinking, Mike. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. More with Mike Dettelier. We'll talk about playoffs and more. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to the recently returned Dave Cohen. 6:44, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Mike Dettelier, who'll be second-guessing with the Cajun Cannon. Tonight at Silver Slipper on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi, starts at 4 o'clock. Looking at a Twitter post from Mike Dettelier, you can follow him at Mike, Dettillier. January 11th, this goes back to, I guess, Friday, right, Mike? Saints playing, in the first Super Bowl played New Orleans in Tulane Stadium. It wasn't the first Super Bowl, but the first one in New Orleans in Tulane Stadium. Vikings playing the Chiefs. You think maybe we'll see a rematch of that?
I wouldn't bet against the Chiefs, put it to you that way. Vikings, I don't know about that. We'll see how far it goes. They got a pretty good test coming up real soon when they play the Rams. Tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that happens. And the Rams are a football team that they can put some points on the board, and they underrated on the defensive side. But boy, did the Lions rip them apart? And does that stay with them? Because I've seen that happen with teams. You lose a game the way they did late, that meant everything. They would have been the number one seed had they won in that game. And, man, Detroit just tore them apart brick by brick.
Given the fires that we've heard so much about, do you think that's going to affect the Rams at all? Games moved to Phoenix.
I would think to a certain extent, yeah, Tom, because of the fact that some of those, you know, players and coaches, their homes are there and has been affected by this. So, listen, you can say put it aside and play the game, but you come on, that's not realistic. That's not realistic to think that you can just put all this aside and play. Will it have an outcome, you know, effect on the outcome? That, you know, one thing with athletes, they know how to compartmentalize very well at that moment.
Let me talk about, get back to the Saints real quick before we get to the playoffs. Aaron Glenn, a defensive-minded coach, given the salary cap challenges that the Saints are going to face, the personnel challenges they're going to face, decisions they got to make, would you prefer to see, Aaron Glenn aside or personalities aside, an offensive-minded head coach or a defensive-minded head coach?
I would really prefer the offensive-minded coach, but on the defensive side, what I would want to hear from that defensive coach, if it's Aaron Glenn or anyone else, is what's your vision offensively? What are you going to bring to the table? And who are you looking at to hire that would run your offense? Now you say, well, he's the head coach. Yeah, but he's not calling the offensive plays. You know, when Sean Payton was here, you thought he was calling defense? No, it was the defensive coaches. It was Greg Williams or Ryan or Dennis Allen calling the defense. He didn't have anything to do with that. So what I would want to hear from any side is, what's your thoughts on the other side of the football? That would be my first question for him. You're here for a reason. I'm talking to you for a reason. But tell me what your vision is for the other side of the ball, because I know what you can do on your side.
And
it's the most important question. It's a good question, Tom. It really is. But I think it would be the first one I would ask a new guy coming in and being interviewed, of what your thoughts are on the other side of the football.
And I would also think that if I'm preparing for an interview, I'm going to be asked, or at least part of the interview should be, okay, you know the situation, right, that we have with salary cap issues, with aging players, with this, that, the other thing. What moves would you make or not? Would that be a question?
Yeah, I think that would be part of it. And also, too, man, and don't forget Jim Haslett telling me this. The first thing, because he interviewed 3 or 4 times with other teams before he got the Saints job. He told me, man, he was not prepared for the interview process.
Who is this
at
again,
all?
Mark? Mike, who you said?
Jim Haslett.
Jim Haslett, okay.
And he wasn't prepared for it. Now, Sean was, because Sean had been to so many different interviews. I think he was pretty prepared for what was going to get thrown at him. But Haslett told me he really wasn't. And he said that he always felt, and that's why he missed out on some jobs that were open before he took the Saints job. Because he wasn't fully prepared. Today, though, I think, all of them have an agent, all of them have an attorney that sort of knows what's going to be asked, how it's going to be asked, and they sort of coach you through it. It's the same way with college players coming out, for the NFL draft. You have agents and lawyers and everybody. Listen, if they ask you this question, tell them this. Mm-hmm. Now, you try to go through as many questions as you think might get asked. Now, every once in a while, there's somebody that is the loose cannon, so to speak, and he's just going to blurt out something, and it affects him. This is a job interview. You got to be prepared for it.
Let me take a break. We'll talk playoffs finally when we come back, Mike, to tell you, I guess. But I got to talk to you about Saints head coach, of course, because that's, close to home. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We'll talk playoffs when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, chilly, gray, drizzly Monday morning. Mike Dettelier, our guest, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, around 5:30 yesterday, I'm thinking, a Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley Super Bowl would be pretty interesting. Then I watched the game last night, and I got to tell you, Jaden Daniels, I'm trying to temper reality here with being a fan, okay? But the way this guy can throw it, the way he goes through his progressions, the way he runs it, and I know he's just a rookie, Lamar Jackson been at it a while. I don't know that. Tell me your thoughts about, before I make a fool of myself with you here, about Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels.
Lamar Jackson's an unbelievable football player. And I think with Todd Monken there calling the plays and helping, the push to get Derrick Henry really has made everything. He gives you that lightning and thunder backfield, because that's what Lamar is. He's lightning with the football under his hands, and he's gotten much better as a passer downfield, his accuracy skills. With Jaden, I'm going to say something I heard Brian Kelly say. He makes me a lot smarter coach. Mm-hmm. And I think Dan Quinn would agree. When you watch him play, he makes you a lot smarter coach. He is the calmest guy out on the field. He understands the circumstance of that moment. And I think the one thing during the playoffs is you always got to be who you are as a team. Play to your strengths. A lot of times you got coaches that think they're going to reinvent the wheel and try to be something they're not, and they go home losing. If you watch last night, I saw that Commanders team already. I saw that Eagles team. I saw that Ravens team. I saw Buffalo. The surprise to me was how good the Texans played Saturday, because I thought it would be flipped. I really thought the Chargers had a legitimate shot in that game to win. Man, they got blown out the water by the Texans defensively. Played to D'Amico Ryan's strength.
And not
as
a great
a defensive
game
coach and CJ.
By Justin Herbert either, four picks, right?
Yeah, man, they put pressure on him, and man, they were real aggressive out on the field, and Stroud hit the stride. And they became a really good running team. So I think that's the part. Now, next week, the Commanders catch the Detroit Lions. Man, and listen, I think the world of Jaden, but, man, I think the world of the Lions football team, because they got a ton of talent there. No matter they got a bunch of players on injured reserve or not, they got a lot of offensive talent left.
If you had to right now pick the AFC and NFC divisional championship games, who would they be?
I'd pick the Eagles in the NFC, and I'd pick the Chiefs in the AFC.
They're going to Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Right, but who would play in the conference conference championships? That's right, yeah.
I would pick certainly the Chiefs and, I'm trying to think of Baltimore, and I would pick the Lions playing the Eagles.
Eagles, okay. We'll see. Man, that Jaden Daniels, I'm going to tell you what, if he stays healthy, look out. And Lamar Jackson some. But I don't know what Lamar Jackson was like as a rookie. I don't remember. But Jaden Daniels, man, I'm telling you. Mike, we'll be listening this afternoon when you second guess with Bobby Hebert, 4 o'clock on Sports Talk. Thank you as always. We'll talk to you again Friday when we preview, all right?
Thank you, brother.
You bet. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, host Sports Talk. We'll talk about cervical cancer. Also, take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street next hour here on WWL.